July 15 through 21st, Acts chapters 10 through 15. The Word of God grew and multiplied. Read Acts chapters 10 through 15 carefully, allowing time for the Spirit to prompt you with thoughts and feelings. What is there for you to learn in these chapters? During his mortal ministry, Jesus Christ's teachings often challenged people's long-held traditions and beliefs. This didn't stop after he ascended into heaven. After all, he continued to guide his church by revelation. For example, during Jesus' life, his disciples preached the gospel only to fellow Jews. But soon after the Savior died and Peter became the prophet of the church, Jesus Christ revealed to Peter that the time was right for the gospel to be preached to non-Jews. The idea of sharing the gospel with Gentiles doesn't seem surprising today. So what's the lesson in this account for us? Perhaps one lesson is that changes in policy and practice in both the ancient and modern church come by revelation from the Lord to His chosen leaders. Continuing revelation is an essential characteristic of the true and living Church of Jesus Christ. Like Peter, we must be willing to accept continuing revelation and live by every word of God, including all that He has revealed, all that He does now reveal, and the many great and important things He will yet reveal pertaining to the kingdom of God. See Articles of Faith 1:9. Ideas for personal scripture study. Acts chapter 10. God is no respecter of persons. For generations, the Jews had believed that being of the seed of Abraham, or a literal descendant of Abraham, meant that a person was accepted or chosen by God. Anyone else was considered an unclean Gentile who was not accepted by God. In Acts chapter 10, what did the Lord teach Peter about who is accepted with Him? See Acts chapter 10, verse 35. What evidence do you find in this chapter that Cornelius was living a righteous life that was acceptable to the Lord? Why is it important to know that God is no respecter of persons, meaning that all people can receive the blessings of the gospel if they live by its teachings? See also 1 Nephi 17:35. Like the Jews who look down on those who are not of the seed of Abraham, do you ever catch yourself making unkind or uninformed assumptions about someone who is different from you? How can you overcome this tendency? It might be interesting to try a simple activity for the next few days. Whenever you interact with someone, try to think to yourself, "This person is a child of God." As you do this, what changes do you notice in the way you think about and interact with others? See also D. Todd Christofferson, Abide in My Love, Ensign Orliahona, November 2016. See also 1 Samuel, chapter 16, verse 7, and Peter's revelation to take the gospel to the Gentiles, video, LDS.org. Acts chapter 10, chapter 11, verses 1 through 18, and chapter 15. Heavenly Father teaches me line upon line through revelation. When Peter saw the vision described in Acts 10, he struggled at first to understand it and doubted in himself what it should mean. See Acts 10, verse 17. Yet the Lord gave Peter greater understanding as Peter sought it. As you read Acts 10, 11, and 15, notice how Peter's understanding of his vision deepened over time. How have you sought and received greater understanding from God when you had questions? Acts chapters 10, 11, and 15 recount instances in which the Lord directed His servants through revelation. It might help to record what you find regarding revelation as you read these chapters. How does the Spirit speak to you? See also Revelation, Gospel Topics, topics.lds.org. Also Ronald A. Rasband, Let the Holy Spirit Guide, Ensign Orliahona, May 2017. See also The Jerusalem Conference, video, LDS.org. Acts chapter 11, verse 26. I am a Christian because I believe in and follow Jesus Christ. What is significant about a person being called a Christian? What does it mean to you to be known as a Christian or to take upon yourself the name of Jesus Christ? See also Doctrine and Covenants, section 20, verse 77. Consider the significance of names. For instance, what does your family name mean to you? Why is the name of the church important today? See also Doctrine and Covenants 115, verse 4. And see also Mosiah 5, 7 through 15, Alma 46, 13 through 15, 3 Nephi 27, 3 through 8. See also M. Russell Ballard, The Importance of a Name, Ensign or Liahona, November 2011. Ideas for Family Scripture Study and Family Home Evening. As you read the Scriptures with your family, the Spirit can help you know what principles to emphasize and discuss in order to meet the needs of your family. Here are some suggestions. Acts chapter 10, verses 17 and 20. Have we ever had spiritual experiences and later doubted what we felt or learned? What advice can we give each other that might help us overcome our doubts? See Ronald A. Rasband, Lest Thou Forget, Ensign or Liahona, November 2016. Acts chapter 12, verses 1 through 17. When Peter was cast into prison, members of the church gathered together and prayed for him. Is there someone your family feels inspired to pray for, such as a church leader or loved one? What does it mean to pray without ceasing? See Acts chapter 12, verse 5. Acts chapter 14. As you read this chapter together, some family members could make note of blessings that came to the disciples and the church, while other family members could note opposition or trials disciples experienced. Why does God allow difficult things to happen to righteous people? Acts chapter 15, verses 1 through 21. These verses describe a disagreement in the church regarding whether Gentile or non-Jewish converts to Christianity should be required to be circumcised as a sign of their covenant. The disagreement was resolved after the apostles met together to consider the subject and then received an inspired answer. This may be a good time to teach your family that the same pattern applies today. As a family, pick a question about the gospel that you want to find the answer to together. Look together for insights in the scriptures and in the teachings of modern prophets and apostles. The topical guide and the topic index in conference issues of church magazines might help. Improving our teaching. Draw a picture. Pictures can help family members visualize scriptural teachings and stories. You might read a few verses and then allow time for family members to draw something that relates to what you have read. For instance, family members might enjoy drawing pictures of Peter's vision in Acts 10.